Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. On December 17, 1927, the United States submarine, the S-4, was rammed by a U.S. Coast Guard destroyer ship off the coast of Massachusetts. And because it was holed on the starboard side just forward of the deck gun, the submarine sank immediately. All the officers and men were able to reach the unflooded compartments in the S-4 when it went down to the bottom, 110 feet. In the extremely cold water and tangled wreckage, naval divers worked desperately, making every effort to rescue these 40 men. The majority of them succumbed. And finally, six of the men made it to the torpedo room and remained alive. Near the end of the ordeal, there was one naval diver who descended after hearing a sound. And he placed his helmeted ear next to the submarine as he heard tapping. And as he heard the tapping, he recognized it as Morse code. And the taps of these men formed this question: is there any hope? However, a severe winter storm forced the abandonment of the rescue effort on the 24th of December. All 40 men lost their lives in the tragedy. The same doubting words, "Is there any hope?" are echoed by the readers of the book of Hebrews in today's text. And in light of their doubt, he exhorts them to pay close attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. The author intentionally uses naval language and words to express these thoughts. Let the ship steer straight, or your peril will be eternal, with no way of hope. He tries to wake up these readers from their slumber. This letter was, of course, addressed to Jewish Christians, but probably not to Jewish Christians dispersed all throughout the ancient world, but primarily to those close to Jerusalem, where the temple and the sacrificial system continued until Jerusalem was destroyed by Rome in 70 AD. They had first believed in Christ, but now, because of suffering, as the division was growing between Jews and Christians and persecution, they thought twice about it. So like seed which was sown among the weeds, which can be easily choked, or we could say like seed that's sown in shallow soil where roots cannot go deeply down, they are thinking about calling Christianity quits and going back to Judaism. But they failed to realize how fatal such a departure in faith would be. To lose Christ is to lose everything. It's like a ship which is about to carefully steer into port, only to lose power, drift away, and pass the target, and crash or sink, similar to that ship, the Concordia, most recently. Like a healthy ship, the church continues to sail faithfully because it is firmly anchored in Christ. And you are mindful of your baptismal life every time you pass that baptismal font and enter this nave, this ship. You are purchased and bought and washed in the blood of Christ through your baptism. And therefore your status is secure in Christ. But what we do learn from this text is that the anchor in Christ must always be made sure for God's people. Because the devil still prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And once doubt creeps in, faith slips. I found out how clearly this slippery slope can be just 1 year after I graduated from the seminary in 1989, when one of my roommates, my fourth year, had told me 1 year later that he said he no longer considered himself a Christian. It was shocking. But St. Paul points out in Ephesians 4 that a major role for pastors is to build up the body of Christ so that we may mature in Christ, attaining to full measure in Him. Without the steadying force of a daily regenerated life in baptism and a diet of the proclaimed word, people doubt. People weaken in faith. And St. James alludes to this when he says that doubting souls are like small boats in the midst of rough seas or violent winds, which may be tossed here or blown there by every whim of false teaching. One great reason to preach on this particular day, however, the day after the Transfiguration, is that we have our confidence and courage renewed by the wonderful miracle which Peter, James, and John witnessed. All their momentary doubts regarding Jesus were put to rest. Not only did they see the cloud envelop them and hear the Father's voice saying, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him," but they saw Moses and Elijah standing with Jesus, talking with him about his departure, and Jesus was dazzling white. The writer of Hebrews states later in this letter, "Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Whenever doubt or trouble may stir for you or for someone else, remember the great salvation attained for you. A salvation which is anchored and confirmed to us by others. Those such as Peter, James, and John, who first heard him and saw him. And unlike those sailors who first asked, "Is there any hope?" we can reply, "Yes, there is certain hope and sure hope in Christ." Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.